And it is time for the Farm Work Cooperative Grain Market Analysis, brought to you by Farm Work Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. And as we do every Thursday, we're talking with Jalen Petig with Farm Work Cooperative. Jalen, the USDA made an announcement in regards to possible trade aid for farmers. Are we seeing any impact on the markets yet?
Yeah, the markets haven't reacted too wildly since the announcement, and probably rightly so. It was kind of a vague announcement, and that was somewhat expected since the quick turnaround. And I think the whole reason, we are getting something announced today is that the rumors were leaked on Tuesday from someone inside close to the source. Released that the payment would be based on this year's planted acreage. So, for example, if you wanted a $2 payment on beans, you had to plant beans to get it. Of course, that affects the market quite a bit. If that were the case, you're looking at all these potential PP acres of corn. Say, for example, in Illinois, who has almost 9 million acres of corn left to plant as of last Sunday. You look at something like that, and farmers were considering, okay, do I plant corn late or do I PP the stuff? Now, if you'd come out with a facilitation payment or program that would pay you to plant beans only if you planted beans, instead of PPing, now you start to see probably a big acreage shift to beans, which would be negative that market for sure. So everyone was waiting for it this morning to see what was actually going to come out with it. And like I said, it's vague, but the way it sounds, it's going to be a county rate based on, the average county split between, corn and beans and a few different crops in there as well. But for our area, corn and beans, wheat. And then it'll be tied to your total acres this year planted into that crop. So instead of getting paid specifically on beans, you just add your corn and bean acres together, and then you'll get paid an average of, say, the $2.04 that's rumored as the payment. So essentially, long story short, what it does is it doesn't directly incentivize guys to plant corn or beans, but it does incentivize you to plant rather than PP. Long story short, the market has kind of gone back and forth a little bit since the announcement, but I would say it could have been a lot worse or a lot more negative to the market if it was directly tied to specifically bean acres.
And Jalen, are we seeing anything else impacting the markets this week?
Yeah, now that we can move on from that, I think, that was kind of an unexpected news portion this week, but, they had to backtrack and clarify the rumors that were out there so that it wouldn't affect planted acres, and that's the reason it became a thing here this week. But other than that, it's strictly weather, weather and planting progress. You can count demand. Demand was pretty poor on beans this morning, maybe gave you a little negative start. But it's the weather right now. The weather, the 6 to 10, 8 to 14 day maps look wet yet, wetter than normal, cooler than normal, bad for planting essentially. And as long as that stays the case, and as long as these key areas keep picking up rain, we saw Illinois, besides portions of central Illinois, picked up, another inch or so over the last couple days. And that's one of the biggest states, I would say the biggest state to watch right now. As of last Sunday, they were 24% planted on corn versus 89% on the five-year average. Like I said, they have about 8.5 million acres of corn left to plant. You look at different states like South Dakota, who has about 4.5 million of acres left to plant of corn there as of last Sunday. Their final insurance date is this Saturday. So, the market's starting to price in some unplanted acres and some lower yield prospects as well, as we're off to a bad start. So definitely a weather market right now, and then you get that part too. If we potentially move on another week or two and talk about some significant acre losses, does this market have to, does this corn market buy, say, the end of next week or into the next week, have to incentivize guys to plant corn to save acres here in the U.S.
So, Jalen, where are we seeing resistance and support this week?
Yeah, so if you look at the charts, it's clear as day that July corn needs to get over $4 futures. We couldn't do it yesterday. We came close again this morning, but we need to trade up over $4 futures, and it would be great if we could close over $4 futures. That would really put a nice positive on the charts. If you're looking at new crop December corn, 423¾ is the contract high from last year. You know, when we were rallying last May a year ago, that's the highest you could have sold December 19 corn at, was 423¾. So if we can get past that number, then your next resistance would be 429. That was the high of last year's 18 new crop. 429 would be definitely a resistance point there. If you're looking at soybeans, on a chart, if you bring up the 20-day moving average on July soybeans, it sticks out clear as day, and we can't trade through it, and we definitely haven't been able to close above it. So we need a close over 833.5 July beans, and then you open the door to 877 November. New crop beans, same thing. We need a close over 857 November, and if we can do that, then it opens the door to 898.
So, Jalen, of course, next week is a shortened trading week due to the Memorial Day holiday. What are some of the things that you're going to be keeping an eye on?
Yeah, I think that definitely throws even more of a little wrench in weather. You got to wait an extra day to see updated weather maps or to trade them at least, since the markets are closed on Monday for Memorial Day. And then we won't have our planting progress report until Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock. That's going to be definitely, I would say, the biggest news of the week. To see that, where we're at for planting progress, how much we made this week, you know, because you're looking essentially 2 weeks away from Illinois final planting date or insurance date there. So definitely getting down to the key last week or two here. And then after that, I would look at the commitment of traders report here tomorrow afternoon to see how much the funds have bought in the last week or so. That's important as well. They're driving the market.
And we've been talking with Jalen Pitek. He is with Farmwork Cooperative. This has been the Farmwork Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Farmwork Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. Jalen, we'll talk to you next week after the holiday.
Yeah, have a good weekend.